you may have picked information that JJ was abducted. And the people who abducted JJ, according to his story, are people that works for State House. Okay. Now, between you and me, what the country was waiting to hear was police investigations in regards to the abduction of JJ. Unfortunately, JJ was, you know, put into custody of the police and slapped with charges over instances of matters that happened 9 years ago. Today, when everybody is waiting for the police to give updates as to who abducted JJ, the police decides to charge JJ for two counts. Number one, aggravated robbery. The second count is that this journalist is claiming JJ had threatened him or threatened that he would burn him alive. So, if you look at these charges that have been slapped on JJ, we can all conclude that these are politically motivated charges.
But now, but why would he run away from police custody when he was medically being treated?
First of all, even the issue of running away is not even conclusive as we speak today. Okay? Because, Peter, you wish to know, JJ was in the hands of the state. He was being manned by five officers, three state police officers and two correctional service officers. This is a gentleman who was on a hospital bed. So if you ask me, I have ruled out the possibility of JJ running away, which is why, for me, I am insisting the state must know more than meets the eye.
Are you saying that there has to be an investigation, an independent investigation, to find out what really happened? Because the police
exactly
concluded that he scaled down the two-story building to run away from them, and that is why they placed the 2 million kwacha on his head.
Before we even get down to the bounty that has been placed on JJ, let's be clear, because others will tell you that obviously JJ was faking his illness. But the Home Affairs Minister at his press briefing did confirm that JJ underwent a medical procedure. In short, the minister was confirming that JJ was unwell. Okay, so then if JJ was unwell and it is confirmed by the state, how do we then explain how this gentleman who was unwell can jump from a two-story building? Now, not only are we talking about jumping from a two-story building, this is a gentleman who has eluded five state officers. Now, if you listen to the minister again, it is in the split of minutes or seconds. The minister says the wife came out to tell the officers you can now go in, and immediately they did not find JJ. So we are talking about a split action. So this is why for us we can say JJ has not run away. JJ is missing. And JJ, for us we can conclude something fishy is going on.
Well, but JJ Banda is a prominent member of the National Assembly or Parliament.
Trust me, Peter. The UPND would be very excited to have JJ run away, because we know that one of the things they want is to get his seat. And so, for a group of people that want somebody's seat, are you telling me that they would be in a hurry to want to find him and place a 2 million bounty on him? Like I said, there's something fishy going on around JJ, because we are basically talking about a police service that does not even have money to buy for their fuel in their cars. So where would they even draw that 2 million kwacha for a reward? Okay. So if you ask me, the issue of a reward is what even for me makes it even more complicated, because why the interest? Because we have had similar cases of people running away, people of big standing. When we talk about Kaiser Zulu, he's a man of big standing in Zambian society. There's no bounty on his head, not even a 2 kwacha, but we are talking about a 2 million kwacha. So for me, there's something more than what the police is telling us. Besides, whatever the police is telling us, whatever the Home Affairs Minister is telling us, it is not even adding up.